That's what I'd say.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it though?
You know,
we had a man to call us one night and said, well, you won $100 today.
Gee whiz.
Mr. has a lot of old coins, and when the Redbud grocery store put in down here, they asked for the oldest penny in the county, and he had one. And he took it down there, and we won $100. And they called us about 10 o'clock one night and said, you all won that $100 on that penny.
Gee. Did you get to keep your penny, or did he have to turn that in?
No.
Hey,
oh,
that's
no,
a
they
nice
gave,
way to do it.
Oh, they gave us the penny back. He wouldn't give it to them if they hadn't done it. Because he didn't want to do away with it.
Well, one of the fellows in the speech department, one of the profs in the speech department, won a Pontiac convertible last week.
Good gracious, on what?
Just a drawing.
And a drawing.
One for students and faculty, and he just clipped a coupon, signed his name, found a cigarette wrapper, and put it in the box. He doesn't smoke.
Doesn't even smoke. Well, now that was quite a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't that luck?
Here, he's just about to retire. He's about 64.
Well, he could use it, couldn't he?
And here they're going to give him a convertible, a kid's car. If the children are making a lot of noise and you tell them to be quiet and they don't, you say, all right, now you cut that out or I'm going to
paddle you.
Mm-hmm.
You betcha, and I sure get it done.
If a boy goes to see a girl, a lot of times you say he's doing what?
Going on a date?
Well, yeah. Let's say he's very, very serious about this girl. And he goes to see her again and again, you say he's...
I guess he'd be sweet on her.
Would you still say he's courting her?
You'd seldom ever hear that.
That's pretty old stuff,
isn't it? That's a long time ago. Now, right back when I was a girl, that would have been said part of the time. You'd hear some people say that.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it was, oh, he's really sweet on her.
And he would be her...
Sweetheart, I guess.
And what would she be? Sweetheart, too?
I guess she'd be his sweetheart, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if he asks her to marry him and she says she will, then what is he called?
Hmm.
Oh, sucker. All right, now. Did you say she or he?
I don't think that's so. Well, she'd be the fiancé, wouldn't she?
He's talking about her.
Well, what would he be now?
Probably the same thing, I guess.
I guess it would be.
I don't know. I don't think I ever use these terms. I don't think I've ever had occasion to.
Mm-hmm. Probably it'd be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. If he asks her to marry him and she says she won't, then you'd say she's done what?
She jilted him.
At the wedding, the fellow who goes in with the groom is called the...
Best man.
And the girl with the bride is the...
Bridesmaid.
And the groom will probably go down and for clothing. He'll buy a...
Tuxedo?
Or was this general?
Mm-hmm.
Or just...
Well, no. That wouldn't be just a suit, what he'd buy.
Just buy a new one?
Just a new suit.
Mm-hmm. And then when he gets this suit, the tailor checks the shoulders and the waist and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You say he's having a suit.
Suit altered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If a girl gets a dress and they check that, they say she's having the dress.
She's having it altered.
Is it altered or fitted or fit or?
Or she's having a fitting,
you
know.
Uh-huh.
See if they've gone to the dressmakers to have a fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You do hear that, but the general term is having a dress altered or a suit altered.
Well, what did you call the celebration that took place after the wedding where there was a lot of noise and things like this?
Oh, that's the reception.
Well, is this now or when you were a girl?